章第六
节。
藐视我们的祭司啊，问句这些话对你们说，儿子尊敬父亲，仆人尊敬主人。我既为父亲，尊敬我的在哪里？我既为主人，敬畏我的在哪里？你们却说我在何事上藐视。
A son honors his father, and a servant his master. Then, if I am a father, where is my honor? And if I am a master, where is my respect? Says the Lord to you, O priest who despise my name. But you say, how have you despised my name?
第七节，你们将污秽的食物献在我的祭坛上，且说我们在何事上污秽你们？因你们说耶和华的桌子。
Verse 7, you are presenting defiled food upon my altar, but you say, how have we defiled thee? In that you said, the table of the Lord is the people's fire.
你们将瞎眼的献为祭物，这不为恶吗？将瘸腿的有病的献上，这不为恶吗？你献给你的省长，他既喜悦你，岂能看你的奇面吗？
Verse 8, but when you present the fine for sacrifice,Is it not evil? And when you present the lame and sick, is it not evil? Why not offer to your governor, or he would plead with you, or would he receive you kindly, says the Lord of hosts?
十二节，你们却亵渎我的名，说耶和华的桌子是污秽的，席上的食物是很藐视。
Verse 12, that you are profaning it, in that you said, the table of the Lord is defiled, and as for its fruit, its food is to be despised.
第三章第七。
Chapter 3, verse
9. 万军之耶和华说：“从你们列祖日的日子以来，你们常常偏离我的典章，而不遵守。现在你们要转向我，我就转向你。你们却问说：我们如何才是转向？”
From the days of your fathers, you have turned aside from my statutes and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts.But you say, how shall we return?
万军之耶和华说，你们第十节，万军之耶和华说，你们要将当纳的十分之一全然送我的仓库，使我家有粮，以此试试我是否为你敞开天上的窗户，倾福于你们，甚至无处可忍。
Verse 10, bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, so that there may be food in my house.And test me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you a blessing until it overflows.
Sure.
Verse
12. 万军之耶和华说，万国必称你们为有福的，因你们的地必成为喜乐之地。
And all the nations will call you blessed, for you shall be a delightful land, says the Lord of hosts.
今天早晨我们靠主的恩典继续来看马拉基书。
This morning by grace the Father continued to look into the book of Malachi.
它是旧约最后的一卷书。
This is the last book in the Old Testament.
也是十七卷先知书最后的。
It's also the last book of the 17th book of prophets.
他们在马拉基的时候，圣经给我们看见是黑夜非常深的时候。
During the time of Malachi, the Bible shows us it is in the darkest of times.
他们所等候的乃是公义太阳的出现。
What they are waiting for is for the appearing of the Son of Righteousness.
我们说过马拉基书就相当于新约的启示。
We have already mentioned that the book of Malachi equals to the book of Revelation in the New Testament.
或者这样说，十七卷的先知书是相当于整本的启示。
Or to put it this way, that All 17 books of the prophets correspond to the book of Revelation in the New Testament.
而十七卷里面最后的一卷就相当于启示录的第二章的那一章。
And the last book of the 17 book of prophets, which is the book of Malachi, corresponds to chapter 2 and 3 in the book of Revelation.
马拉基书里面一共说了七段。
In Malachi, we find that God has spoken in seven sections.
他是直接的说话，他不是间接的。
He has spoken to them directly, not indirectly.
就好像，就好像启示录二章三章的书信，当我们主对七个教会说话，你看他是直接的说。
just as the Lord had spoken to the seven churches in Revelation 2 and 3, that he spoke to churches directly.
教会正常的时候，神借着与保罗写了七封书信。
When the church is under its normal condition, God has used Paul to write seven letters to the church.
但是那里的话就是间接的话。
But those words are indirect.
神借着保罗来。
God has spoken through Paul.
但是到了启示录二章三章七封书信，很明显的是自己直接说的。
Now when we come to the time of Revelation chapter 2 and 3.It's very apparent that God spoke to them directly.
不光是主我说，而且你也说。
Not only I say, but you say it as well.
主说你们是贫穷下流可怜的。
God said that you were poor and wretched.
但是你说我是富足的，一样正确。
But you said, I am rich, I have in lack nothing.
所以这是启示录二章三章书信的。
So these are the subjects of chapter 2 and 3 of the Revelation.
马拉基书也是这样。
Malachi is the same way.
主说神说我曾爱你们，你们却说你在何事上爱我们。
The Lord said, I have loved you. And you said, where have you loved me?
神说藐视我名的祭司啊。
The Lord said, O priest who despised my name.
你们却说我们在何事上藐视你的名呢？
You say, where then
do
we despise your name?
你们用言语繁琐也好，你们还说我们在何事上繁琐他？
You have wearied me with your words, and yet you said, when have we wearied you?
耶和华神与我话顶撞。
And God said, and you have spoken against me.
你们还说我们用什么话来顶撞？
Yet you said, where have we spoken against you?
所以这里神说的七段话。
So here we find that God has spoken seven times.
如果昨天没有来的弟兄姊妹，我很快的说一下二十七段。
If you were not here yesterday, I will quickly review for you where are the seven sections.
第一章第一节到第五节第一段。
The first section is from chapter 1, verse 1 to 5.
对不起，我应该说第二节到第五节。
I'm sorry, it's chapter 1, verse 2 to verse 5.
然后第六节到这一章末了第二段。
Verse 6, so the end of chapter 1 is the second section.
然后第三段呢是第二章第一节到九节。
The third section is chapter 2, verse 1 to verse 9.
然后第十节到十六节。
And then verse 10 to 16.
那么下面一段是从第二章十七节开始。
And the next section begins from chapter 2, verse 17.
一直到第三章第五节。
All the way to chapter 3, verse 5.
然后下面接着的是第三章第六节，一直到第十二节。
Continues from chapter 3, verse 6 to verse 12.
那最后一段是第三章十三节，一直到第四章第三节。
The seventh section is known from verse 13.To chapter 4, verse 3.
那么第四节跟第五节乃是跟第六节乃是结论。
Chapter 4, verses 4, 5, 6 are conclusions.
那么第一章第一节乃是个序。
And chapter 1, verse 1 is introduction.
所以很明显的，当神在这里说话的时候
，Very clearly when God is speaking here.
他说了七段。
He has spoken in seven times.
我们也说过，在这七段话里面有一种对称的结构。
We also mentioned that in this seven, in these seven speeches, there is a symmetry in
the
Bible.
它头跟尾是对称。
The first is symmetrical to the last one.
第一段就和第二最后一段是相对。
The first section is symmetrical to the seventh section.
那第二段跟倒数第二段是相称。
And the second.Section is symmetrical to the sixth.
所以这是在我们主第九次来以前。
And this took place before our Lord came the first time.
神对着他百姓说了最后一
句。God has spoken to his people for the last time.
那因为是对话。
And because this is a dialogue.
所以你不只认识神。
So not only you understand what God.
你也认识谁说话的对象。
You also know the object of His word.
你听见这些百姓在这说话的。
When you hear the people speaking.
你就碰到他们的灵。
You can touch touch upon their spirit.
你就知道他们属灵的光景。
You know of their spiritual condition.
所以马太基督乃给我们看见，在一次主耶稣降生以前，在主耶稣降生以前，那个时候以色列的百姓，他们属灵的光景是如何。
So the book of Malachi shows us the spiritual condition of the people before Jesus Christ came for the first time.
我们会发现他和启示录所启示的刚好是不谋而合。
We found out that this also fits with the revelation found in the book of Revelation.
马拉基就说到神属地。
The book of Malachi speaks of the God's earthly people.
启示录是说到属灵的。
And the book of Revelation speaks of God's spiritual people.
所以我们要从马拉基书里面来看神怎么呼召的神。
So from the book of Malachi, we would see how God would call out to the overcomers.
在马拉基书是特别说到剩下的。
The book of Malachi especially mentions of the remnant.
本来以色列人有十二个支派。
Formerly the Israelites had 12 tribes.
结果在主前722年，十个支派就被掳到全世界各地去。
And 722 BC, 10 tribes were taken captive to
the world. 他们完全失落。
They are completely lost.
他们是神的百姓。
These are people of God.
但是我们不知道他们到哪里去。
But we don't know where they end up.
当初十个支派，他们只关心他们自己的百姓，他们不关心神的建立。
Those ten tribes of people, they only care about their own people and not care about God.
所以当他们被掳以后，神就任凭他们落到全世界各地去。
So when they were taken captive, God allowed them to wander throughout the world.
现在十二个支派还剩下两个支派。
Now the 12 tribes only has 2 tribes.
这是剩下的。这是剩下的。
These are the remainders.
当他们在迦南地的时候
，When they were still in the land of Canaan.
虽然他们不好，但是神的确把圣殿和圣城让他们来负责任。
Although they are not good people, but God still allowed them to be responsible for the testimony and the temple and the holy city.
我们知道说圣殿在耶路撒冷。
We know the temple is in Jerusalem.
而耶路撒冷就在他们疆界之内。
And the Jerusalem falls within their boundaries.
我们已经说过，圣殿代表什么？
We can mention that the temple represents God's presence.
圣灵代表神的建筑。
And the holy city.
圣城代表神的建筑。
And the holy city represents God's testimony.
他们虽然不好，但是神的确把神的同在和见证的责任放在他们肩膀。
Although they're not good, but God still bestows them the burden of testimony and His testimony.
是他们把神的同在带来
的。These are people who brought in God's presence.
印度里面的同在。
And because of the indwelling presence.
叫世人就看见外面荣美的见证。
It causes the people of this world to see the glorious testimony outwardly.
后来因着他们得罪神。
Later on, they have sinned against.
结果他们就被掳到巴比伦去。
And they were taken as captives to the land of Babylon.
为什么被掳到巴比伦？
Why are taken to Babylon?
如果神爱他，
If God loves them,
谁说我曾经爱你们？
Because God said, I have loved you.
但他们说你们在何事上爱我们？
But they said, wherein have you loved us?
如果你爱我们，我们为什么在巴比伦？
If you love us, then why are we in Babylon?
那正是因为神爱他们，所以神让他们在巴比伦度过了70年。
And just because God loves them, God forced them to stay 70 years in the land of.
当他们暗中拜偶像的时候。
When they secretly worship the idol.
当他们暗中在他们心中有许多东西取代了神的地位。
When in their heart there's so many hidden things that replaces God.
他们的疾病到了一个无药可治的地步。
They're so sick that there's no medicine that can cure them.
结果神用了一副非常猛烈的药。
And God has prescribed a very strong medicine.
神把他们带到偶像之地。
He brought them to the land of idols.
到处都是偶像。
There are idols everywhere.
一直到一个地步，他们看见偶像，他们就起极反，非常强烈的反弹。
So much idols that they're sick of the idols.
所以70年以后，他们回到耶路撒冷，他们的病居然被医治好。
After 70 years, as they returned back to Jerusalem, they were healed of their disease.
他们说你在什么事上爱他们？
They asked the Lord, where has God loved us?
我们看见说，巴比伦乃是神管教的。
We see that Babylon is God's discipline camp.
神把他们带到巴比伦，但是要把他们带回来。
God has led us to Babylon, and He will also lead them to come back.
这里的爱不只是拣选的爱。
And this love is not only the love of redemption.
这里的爱也是挽回的爱。
This is also the love of recovery.
当他们回到耶路撒冷的时候。
When they return to Jerusalem.
你看见他们的绝症居然被神医好。
You see that their terminal illness was cured.
你看看以东。
Look at Edom.
他们当他们荒废、最被毁灭的时候，会毁坏的。
When they were broken,
他们说我们要重建荒废之城。
The Edomites said, "We will come back and rebuild the ruins."
结果没有想到，所以新起环境来。
The God causes the circumstance.
不只是一次的拆毁，是彻底的。
Not only he tore down once, but he completely tore it.
对于以东来讲，这个手是毁灭的。
As for Edom, God's hand is the hand to destroy.
但是对于以色列人，对于就是雅各一家，雅各的一家来讲。
But as for Israel and the house of Jacob,
那个手乃是挽回的手。
God's hand is the hand of recovery.
当你看见我们被挽回的时候。
When you see that we have been recovered,
你看见神重新给我们机会。
You see that God once again has given us opportunity.
他们就知道到底他们在什么事上胜败了。
Now they know where has God led them.
但是不光这样。
Not only so.
几百万人到他那里去。
Hundreds of thousands of people went to Babylon.
本来他们是全世界最好的农夫。
They used to be the best farmer in the world.
现在他们从巴比伦就学会了做生意，变成最好的商人。
Now they have learned how to do business in Babylon. They become the best businessmen.
他们的前途从此以后在巴比伦。
Their future forever now rests in Babylon.
他们要赢得全世界。
They want to gain the whole world.
果然，今天全世界的产业至少三分之一是他们的。
And today, one third of the wealth of This world belongs to the Israelites.
那一次被掳到巴比伦。
That time they were taken back.
从此以后，给以色列人带来了宽广的道路。
Forevermore has brought them onto the broad way.
当圣灵感动他们的时候。
When the Holy Spirit moved their hearts.
结果就50,000人愿意回到耶路撒冷。
Only 50,000 returned back to Jerusalem.
最少的是利未人。
The least amount of them was the Levites.
因为当利未人在迦南美地。
Because when the Levites did well in the land of Canaan,
神说他们是没有产业。
God said that they do not have any inheritance.
因为耶和华就是他们的产业。
But the Lord Himself is their inheritance.
现在他们到了巴比伦，他们不受这个限制。
Now they come to Babylon, they no longer need to live under these
restrictions. 每一个人都有他的产业。
Each one of them has the right to
it. 难怪就傻瓜被回到耶路撒冷。
That's what we need to.Return back to Jerusalem.
所以你看，这些人怎么回来
的？ So you see these people who returned.
只有50,000人回来。
Only 50,000.
这些人乃是剩下来的百姓。
These are the remnants.
几百万人里面不过是零头，50,000人回来了。
100,000 people, only 50 came back.
他们为什么回来？
Why did they come back?
神爱他们。
Because God loves
them. 神拣选他们。
God has
selected them. 他们可以留在巴比伦过发达的日子。
They could live a prosperous life in Babylon.
因为神爱他们的人。
But because God loves them.
他们的道路变窄。
Their way has now become very narrow.
70年了，耶路撒冷根本躺在废墟里面。
After 70 years, Jerusalem now lies in ruins.
他们离开的时候是一座繁华的城市。
When they left Jerusalem, it was a prosperous city.
他们回来的时候。
But when they return,
整个耶路撒冷乃是一座空城。现在他们需要从废墟里面重建祭坛。
Now from the ruins they need to rebuild the altar.
从废墟里面重建圣殿。
From the ruins they need to rebuild the temple.
为什么重建圣殿？
Why do we build the temple?
圣殿在哪里？神的同在。
Because wherever the temple is, God's presence is there.
这些人回来。
These people return.
他们回来是为了要把神的同在带回来。
They returned for the sake of bringing back the presence of God.
不是第一代。
It is not the first generation.
二代以色列已经回来。
The second generation Ezra also returned.
第一代所罗巴伯重建圣殿。
And the first generation Zerubbabel rebuilt the temple.
但是以色列是美化圣殿。
But Ezra came back to beautify it.
那不止这样。
Not only.
等到弥赛亚回来的时候。
When Nehemiah came back,
他就重建耶路撒冷的城墙。
He rebuilt the city wall of Jerusalem.
现在不只是神的同在回来。
Now not only God's presence has returned.
神的见证也回来。
God's testimony also returned.
弟兄姊妹，回来才是剩下的。
Those who came back are the remnant.
这些人在新约称他们做得胜者。
In the New Testament, they refer to these people as the overcomers.
当神大地的百姓都留在巴比伦的时候。
But the majority of God's people remained in that one.
他们愿意维持在神最基本的基础上。
These people willing to remain on the most, to keep God's most basic way.
耶路撒冷就代表神旨意的那个水平。
Jerusalem represents, the standard for God's will.
感谢主。这一帮人是剩下的百姓，所以我们知道神怎么爱他。
So we know how God loves them.
神不止爱他。
God not only loves them.
等到马拉基启示给他们看。
When Malachi spoke to them.
当弥赛亚来的时候。
And showed them that when Messiah comes.
他要忽然进入他的面前。
He was suddenly entering into his presence.
换句话说。
In another word.
弥赛亚回来，圣殿已经准备好。
Before Messiah can return, the temple must be built.
这什么意思？
What does that mean?
这是告诉这些剩下的百姓。
This is to tell the remnant.
你们有回，你们有人回来，因为你们觉得你们是犹太人。
You came back because you thought you were Jews.
犹太人当然应该要回到耶路撒冷。
Of course, the Jews need to return back to Jerusalem.
你们有人进步一点，你们觉得你们回来是为了神的同在，为了神的见证而回来。
Some of you are a little bit more advanced. You thought you came back for the purpose of God's presence and His testimony.
但是马拉基就告诉我们。
So Malachi tells us.
在弥赛亚回来以前。
Before Messiah returns.
圣殿已经在那。
The temple is already there.
所以这什么意思呢？
So what does that mean?
这就是说，这些人回来的时候。
These people, as they come back.
他们不知不觉的是为着弥赛亚回来。
Unknowing, they came back for the sake of the Messiah.
那个时候还没有马拉基书。
At that time, they don't have the book.
那时候他们看不清楚。
At that time, they cannot see clearly.
也许他们不明白，到底马拉基书圣殿和弥赛亚什么关系。
Maybe they do not know the relationship between the Holy Temple and Messiah.
他们只是回来了。
They just came back.
但现在马拉基给他们看见。
But now Malachi shows.
你们回来，不知不觉的，你们和神的旨意紧紧连在一起。
You came back and unknowingly connected with God's will.
如果你们不回来。
If you do not return.
如果你们留在巴比。
If you remain in Babylon.
如果你们爱世界。
If you continue to love.
如果耶路撒冷仍住在废墟里。
If Jerusalem is still alive in the ruins.
那么马拉基书这个预言怎么能应验？
Then how can the prophecy in Malachi be fulfilled?
马弥赛亚回来的时候。
When Messiah returns.
你看圣殿已经预备好。
You see the temple was already.
是谁从废墟里面重建圣殿？
Who was the one to rebuild the temple from the ruins?
乃是这些剩下的百姓。
It was these people, the remnant.
他们说你在什么事上爱我们
？They said, where has God done that?
你看神给他们看见。
You see, God has shown them.
他们不知不觉的就成就了神的旨意。
Unknowingly, they have completed God's will.
弟兄姊妹，你们许多人从台湾来，从大陆来，从各个不同的角落来。
Many of you came from Taiwan, China, different parts of the world.
你们来的时候，你们想到这是很好的国土可以谋生。
When you came with the idea that this is a great land to make a living.
你们看见弟兄姊妹的时候。
When you see the brothers.
你们觉得我们一同聚在一起，把神的同在和把神的见证带进来。
You see that we gather here to bring in God's presence and His testimony.
你看见神的爱是何等的大。
You see how great is God's love.
但是你有没有想到？
Do you
realize? 你做梦都没有想到。
Even in your dream, you do not realize.
你来到 Texas.
Then you came to Texas.
你来到美国。
You came to United States.
原来是为着神的旨意。
It is for the purpose of God's will.
神有一个永远的旨意。
God has an eternal will.
你我是谁？
Who are you and I?
我们怎么能够与神的旨意有分？
How can we be a part of God's will?
弟兄姊妹。你看见当初这些人五万人，他们不过是满腔热血，他们又回到耶路撒冷。
And these 50,000 people who returned, they were just patriots.
他们在巴比伦把情挂在柳枝头。
And they're the ones who hung their hearts on the willow tree.
他们不能唱西安的歌。
They can no longer sing the songs of
Zion. 他们怀念西安。
They remember Zion.
他们当然巴不得能回到西安。
Of course they want to return back to Zion.
结果他们把神的见证带回来。
Then they have brought back the testimony.
但是神再也带回来。
They brought back the presence of God.
他们没有想到。
But they did not realize.
为什么他们要回来？
Why should they return?
原来他们是为了神的旨意而回来的。
They came back for the purpose.
如果他们不回来，
if they do not return,
圣殿回来，
where is the temple?
耶路撒冷回来，
where is Jerusalem?
而伯利恒又在哪？
And where is Bethlehem?
当伯利恒躺在废墟里面的时候，
but Bethlehem still lies in Jerusalem.
主耶稣怎么降生在伯利恒？
How can Jesus be born in Bethlehem?
弟兄姊妹，这是我们的圣
教。
也许你没有意识为有神的见证。
Maybe you did not realize it was for the purpose of God.
神太小。
But God has thought
you out. 神太
小。God loves you.
让他在他荣耀的旨意上为我们见证。
So that you can take part in His glorious work.
你从来没有想到要做 missionary.
You never dreamed to become a missionary.
你觉得如果今天你要到美国了？
You thought that when you come to the United States.
你如果做 missionary 的话。
If you become a missionary, then you need to learn English
thoroughly.
You have never tried to learn English for the sake of being a missionary. But because you want to make a good living in the United States, therefore you learn
English.
Now you have a commission
from me.你在这个后代中间，你有一个见证。
Among all these people, you have a testimony.
你没有想到你要做 missionary.
You never thought that you need to become a missionary.
你也不是 missionary.
And you are not a missionary.
你没有 missionary 的荣耀。
You don't have the glory of a missionary.
但是不知不觉的使用你。
But God used you anyway.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，现在你明白了。
Now you understand.
世界他们从来没有想到说我们是为过弥赛亚而回来。
These people never realized they came back for the purpose of the Messiah.
他们没有想到他们是迎接弥赛亚而回来。
They never thought that they would come back to receive the Messiah.
现在圣殿不仅要重建。
Now the temple needs to be rebuilt.
而且圣殿要美化。
And it needs to be beautified.
为什么？
Why?
这样弥赛亚能进入他的圣殿。
So the Messiah.Will be able to enter into His holy temple.
弟兄姊妹，
这就是神对我们的爱。This is God's love for
us. 我们不
是也
是一样吗？ Aren't we the same? 教会不是曾经被掳到巴比伦吗？
Wasn't the church at one time taken captive to Babylon?
那个是在教会黑暗时期，我们都知道。
And this was in the dark ages, and we all know this history.
如果神让我们留在巴比伦，
If God allowed us to remain in Babylon,
那我们就比众人都可怜。
Then we're more pitiful.
那时候圣经是用链子链的。
At that time, the Bibles were chained.
普通人不能够读圣经。
The commoners cannot read the Bible.
我们怎么知道不仅称义？
How do we know justification by faith?
谁说我爱你？
God says I love you.
我们说你在什么事上爱我们？
We said where do you love us?
感谢。在六世纪的时候。
In 1620.
神借着马丁路德。
God uses Martin Luther.
借着加尔文。
God uses Calvin.
借着 Zwingli.
God uses Zwingli.
他借他们把我们就带回到耶路撒冷。
And to bring all of us back to Jerusalem.
亲爱的弟兄姊
妹，
现在你看见了，我们当初回来的时候，
When we came back,
我们以为只是因信称义。
We thought we came back for the sake of justification.
但现在装歪回来了。
Later on, came John Wesley.
他好像第二代的尼西米或者以斯拉利。
It was like a second generation of Nehemiah.
他回来的时候，
As he returned,
告诉我们什么叫因信成圣。
He tells us sanctification by faith.
等到借着他们，
Later on through Jarvis,
借着 Austin Spark,
and you got an Austin Spark.
他们也把神的儿女带回到耶路撒冷。
They also bring the children of God back.
现在不只是因信成义。
Now it is not just justification. 不只
是因信成圣。
It is not justification. Sanctification.
现在 is glorification by faith, 因信得荣耀。
Now it is glorification by faith.
神有个旨意要把我们磨成神儿子的形象。
God has a will to mold us into the image of His Son.
弟兄姊妹，感谢主，我们靠着主的恩典。
We thank the Lord because by His grace.
这些剩下的百姓。
These remnants.
我们终于回到耶路撒冷。
are able to return to Jerusalem.
借着我们神大使的同在在这里。
And through us, if we have brought back the presence of God.
也把他的旨意在，也把他的见证在。
We also brought back the testimony of God.
但是不知不觉。
And yet unknowingly.
弟兄姊妹，你看见说神把我们带到他神的旨意里。
God has brought us to the center of His will.
原来我回来是为着神的儿子回来。
We have come back for the purpose of His Son.
因为在主的神的儿子回来以前。
Because before the return of His Son.
他要得着一个荣耀的教会。
He will receive a glorious church.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear
brothers. 这就是以斯拉和我美化圣殿的工作。
This is the work of Ezra that beautifies the temple.
在主回来以前。
And before the Lord comes back,
圣殿要准备好。
The temple must be prepared.
在主第二次回来以前。
And before His second coming.
你看见教会要装饰，教会要准备好。
And the church must be prepared.
弟兄姊妹，教会要变成荣耀的教会。
The church will become a glorious church.
用水泥建的道，叫教会能够得到洁净。
Through the word and through His word, the church will be purified.
So you can see that Ezra, also through the word, has done the
beautification of the temple.
Through Ezra and His
word,
He has beautified the temple. So,
brothers,
we thank you. Where has God loved us?
We have received such grace.
We have received such grace. In our dream,
we
cannot imagine.
That before the Lord comes,
你看见说教会已经被建造成了。
That the church will be built.
教会要成为荣耀的教会。
The church will be the glorious church.
我们今天活着。
Today we live.
哪一年等候主的回来
？On one hand, we wait for His.
乃是当教会成熟的时候。
And that is for the maturity of the church.
新妇装束整齐的时候。
When the bride is made ready.
他们就能够迎接主回来。
Then we can.Receive His coming.
所以今天我们所在的时候，就像马拉基的时候。
So today we live in the time of Malachi.
也就是像启示录所说的那个时候。
We also live in the time of Revelation.
所以主要呼召的是。
That's why the Lord is calling out to the overcomers.
那么这是马拉基书。
Now this is the book of Malachi.
给我们看见神在什么事上爱我们。
He shows us how God loves us.
这是七段里面的第一段。
This morning we will continue.
当你来看这个马拉古马拉基书的时候
，When you read the book of Malachi,
你看见马拉基给我们的光景，乃看见的光景乃是当初神百姓的光景。
He shows us the present condition of the people of God.
你仔细的读这些的对话。
And as you read carefully of these dialogues,
神说我是爱你。
God said I have loved you.
神就是光。
God is light.
神说的每一句话都带着亮光。
And every word, every spoken word of God is
consistent. 当神的光照我们的时候。
And when God's light shines,
给我们看见何等的爱我们。
He shows us how much He loves us.
结果我们竟然能说你在何事上爱我们。
If we dare to say, how have you loved us?
这就给我们看见我们的光景。
This exposes our condition.
我们居然落在黑暗里。
We're in complete darkness.
那个光应该叫我们悔改。
The light should cause us to repent.
那个光应该叫我们流泪。
The light should bring tears to our eyes.
但是在神的光照底下。
Yet under the great light of God.
那这些人能够说明在什么事上爱我们。
These people still said, where has God loved us?
神说你用你们用话来顶撞我。
God said that you've spoken against me with your words.
结果他们还说我们用什么话来顶撞你
？They said, "Where have we spoken against you?"
如果今天神用光来光照我
，If today God shines us with light,
说你们用你们说你们用话来顶撞我
，And said that you have spoken against me with your words.
我们应该以披麻蒙灰的。
We should put on sackcloth and ashes.
所以就是，这些人不是刚硬的人。
Not only are these people hardened,
而这些人身上有黑暗。
They also carry a great darkness.
他们看不见他们自己的黑暗。
They cannot see their own darkness.
弟兄姊妹，
Francis,
这就是在主回来以前。
And this is what happens before the.
你们看见说就在这些回到耶路撒冷的时候。
You see that among all these people who came back from Jerusalem.
不要忘记。
To Jerusalem.
这些话是对那些剩下的百姓说的。
not forget these words for the remnant.
这句话不是对着巴比伦人说的。
These words are not for the people who still listen to
Babylon. 他们听不懂这些话。
Because they cannot understand.
他们没有资格听懂这些话。
They also do not have the right and privilege.
这句话是对那些回到犹太人说的。
These words are prepared for those who return back.
他们这些人什么情形？
What kind of conditions are they in?
弟兄姊妹，你看见
了？
他们的情形和在巴比伦情形不一样。
Their condition is different than those who remain in Babylon.
在巴比伦的人容易谦卑。
Those people in Babylon are very easily humble.
在回到耶路撒冷不容易谦卑。
But those who have returned to Jerusalem already, it's harder for them.
所以在这些骄傲的身上。
And in these proud people,
他的难处不止贫穷。
And their problem is not only of their poverty.
而且他们不知道他们贫穷。
The problem is that they do not know that they are poor.
他们一边贫穷，他们一边黑暗。
On one hand, they are poor and they're also in darkness.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在就看见神对他们有一个判断，他们对自己另外一个判断。
Now you see God has judged them in certain things, yet they have another judgment.
神说你这样。
God said you are such and such.
他看不见。
They cannot see it.
他自己好得很。
They felt that they are pretty good.
弟兄姊妹，如果你把马拉基和启示录的书信稍微对照一下的话
，If you compare the book of Malachi with Revelation chapter 2 and 3,
你看你这里面的灵叫做老底家的。
You see that there is a spirit which is called the spirit of Laodicea.
什么叫做老底家的灵？
What is the spirit of Laodicea?
老底家的灵就是谁说你不冷也不热。
The spirit of the land of Syria is God says you are neither hot or
cold.
I rather you are either cold or hot.
这是谁说的？
This is what God says.
这是他们真实属灵的光景。
Because that is their true spiritual condition.
当神说话的。
And after God has
spoken. 当神我叫以后。
After God has given them the light.
他们不是疲乏无味。
They did not put on sackcloth.
他们说我是富足，已经发了财，一样都不缺。
He says, I am rich and have become wealthy and have need of nothing.
他们对自己的光景非常的美。
They are so satisfied with themselves.
但是弟兄姊妹，为什么神对他们不满意？
Why is it God is unsatisfied?
神所看见的和他们看见的不一样。
Because God sees different than what they see.
不是神的眼睛错了，他们的眼睛错了。
Either God's eyesight is wrong or their eyesight.
不是神的眼睛不行，就是他们的眼睛不行。
Either God is nearsighted or they're nearsighted.
他们说我们是富足，已经发了财，一样都不缺。
They said I am wealthy and I am rich and have become wealthy.
但主怎么说？就说你是困苦可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身露体。
God said you are rich and miserable and poor and blind and naked.
你看这中间的落差，怎么落得那么远，差那么远？
You see how far the distance is?
这是我们今天的悲剧。
This is our tragedy today, right?
我们以为说我们回到了耶路撒冷。
We thought we had returned back.
我们以为我们明白了神的旨意。
We thought that we understood the will of God.
弟兄姊妹，我们就开始认识我们自己。
Then we began to understand ourselves.
不，你看见说神对于我们的判语和我自己对自己的判断有了不知道多远的落差。
You see that God's judgment is so, so vastly different than our own judgment.
但是弟兄姊妹，这些人不只是可怜。
These people are not only miserable.
这些人不知道他们自己可怜。
It is because they don't know they're miserable.
他们以为自己是富足的。
They thought they're rich.
他们非常的骄傲。
They're very proud.
弟兄姊妹，
Francis,
这就是老底家。
This is the spirit of Laodicea.
不光这样。当你真的读到马拉基书的时候，
When you truly read the book of Malachi,
许多圣经学者发现一样东西。
Many Bible scholars discover something.
这里有个灵。
Here there's a spirit.
这个灵是法利赛人和撒都该人。
And here is the spirit of the Pharisees and Sadduceans.
我们再听两段的话。
We want to listen to two.
有一位圣经学者叫 Farah， 他也许是读马拉基很早很早就看见这一点。
And there was a Bible scholar named Farah, and he had seen the spirit.
我们听 Farah， 我们听 Farah 怎么说，我们准备讲一句，我把它翻译给你。
And we will see what he had said. I will read in English, and our brother translate into Chinese. Already we see in Malachi the germs of Phariseeism which relied on external ordinances.
所以我们已经在马拉基已经看见这个苗，就是那个法利赛的苗，而法利赛怎样出于外边的形式。
Of Sadduceeism which minimized the elements of religious faith.
你也看见了撒都盖的苗，撒都盖苗怎么样的降低了所有属灵的信心。
And of the open worldliness, which care for nothing but the greed and the lust of the present life.
你也看见世界进来了，他们一天到晚他们所知道和想的，就是今生的享乐和今生的富足。那这是一个学者这么说的。我们看另外一个近代的 Seaver 怎么说。
That was the word from Bible scholar Barr, and now we will look at what Bible scholar Seaver said.The spirit of the people manifested in his day developed latter into the sect of the Pharisees and Sadducees.
那在马拉基书里面，这些百姓的灵，慢慢后来发展就成为了法利赛人和撒都盖人。
The moral and spiritual conditions of Israel in his day are those of professing Christendom today.
那道德就是那个时候道德和属灵的光景。刚好说出了今天教会，就是今天这个挂名的基督徒，这个整个基督教世界里面的那个情形。那弟兄姊妹，我们要知道，当时 Finger 是曾经是 Trinity College 的教授。
Dr. Finger was one professor in the Trinity College.
我们知道他的身份。
We know his position.
从他的角度里面。
And from his perspective,
当他告诉我，当你读马拉基书的时候
，And he says when you read the book Malachi,
一面你读出法利赛人跟撒都盖人
，And one thing you can read about the spirit of Pharisees and Sadducees.
那另外一方面，马拉基书里面所说的光景就是今天基督教。
On the other hand, the condition spoken in the book Malachi is exactly the condition of today's Christians.
为什么这两位学者这么说？
Why are these two Bible scholars put
down? 当你把马拉基书和启示录二章三章对照
，And because you compare the book of Malachi with the Revelation chapter 2 and 3,
你看见这个光景不就是老子讲的光景
？You will discover that this condition is exactly the condition of Laodicea.
老子家是说出丈夫回来前教会一般的光景。
The Church of Laodicea speaks of the common condition among God's people before he comes back.
那老底下是什么情形
？So what is the condition of
the church? 为什么老底下那么骄傲呢
？Why are they so proud?
现在你要问说为什么法利赛人那么骄傲
？Now you also ask the question, why are the Pharisees so proud?
所以请记得
，Please remember，
在旧约的法利赛人
，the Old Testament of the Pharisees，
和新约的老底下教会。
And plus the Church of Laodicea in the New Testament.
你看见他们是彼此解释。
They can explain one another.
他们背后有个灵，就是马拉基这里所给我们看的那个灵。
And behind both of them consists a spirit, which is described in the book of Malachi.
弟兄姊妹，你读到四福音，你看到马，你看到法利赛人和你看到法利赛人还有啥？
When you read the four Gospels, you would see the Pharisees and the Sadducees.
我们要问说，法利赛人和撒都盖人从哪里来
？We will ask the question, where did they come from?
弟兄姊妹，这些人不是从巴比伦来的。
From these people did not come from Babylon.
这些人就是当初他们未过响应神的呼召，他们回到耶路撒冷。
These are the people who entered to God's call and returned to Jerusalem.
他们不止他们拜偶像的疾病被治好。
Not only they were cured of their terminal disease of
idolatry,
they loved and desired for God's word.
所以他们中间有文士就被兴起来。
And therefore, among them, the scribes.
文士就是像这个以斯拉这样的。
And the scribes are people like Ezra.
他们什么事都不做，他们就是读主自己的话。
They don't do anything else but read the word of God.
而在所有的文士里面，以斯拉是最大的。
And among all the scribes, Ezra is the greatest scribe.
因为以斯拉把旧约三十九卷把它放在一起。
Because Ezra has put together the 39 books of the Old Testament.
是以斯拉带给我们旧约最完整的启示。
And Ezra has brought to us the most complete revelation of the Old Testament.
所以不要忘记。
因
着那个荣耀的复兴。
And because that glorious revival.
现在神的话在百姓中占有最非常优越的地位。
Now God's word takes the prominence among the people.
这是为圣。
These are scribes.
不只是以斯拉，还有许多的为圣。
Not only Ezra was a scribe, there are also many other scribes.
那个时候，神也兴起一班人，他们热爱主自己。
God also raised a group of people who love God's word.
那这些人就是法利赛人。
These are the people of the Pharisees.
法利赛人是把自己完全分别出来。
Pharisees are those people who completely separate.
他们什么事都不做。
They don't do anything else.
他们就是要遵守神的话。
But to keep the word.
但是不止遵守神的话。
Not only they keep the word.
他们要遵守文士所启示神的话。
They want to keep the word that was explained by God.
比方说。你知道要守安息日。
For example, you know that we need to abide the Sabbath.
圣经说要守安息日。
The Bible tells us we need to keep the Sabbath.
什么工都不要做。
Do not do any work on Sabbath.
那现在人就会说，到底什么叫做做工
？So now people ask the question, what does it mean to work?
星期六可以回敲水。
Can you go fetch water on Saturday?
星期六可以带小鸭吃。
Can you put on your venture on Saturday?
那么星期六这个裁缝，他能不能把针从这个房子、这个房间带到另外一个房间
？And can a sister take her needles from one room to the other to another on Saturday?
所以谁来告诉我们什么工可以做，什么工不可以做
？So who is to tell us what work we can do and what work we cannot?
这是文士的工作。
Now this is the job for the scribe.
那当然文士这么说了，谁来做呢？谁来执行呢？那就是法利赛人。
After the scribes have explained the meaning of the word, the Pharisees are the ones who carry it out.
比方说，礼拜六到底能不能这个挑水？到底挑拿多少度的水算是工作呢
？For example, on Saturday, how much water do you carry, which will not be considered as work?
啊，挑水当然是工，当然是干的事，当然是工作。
Of course, if you have to fetch water, carry on the back.
啊，这个也是工作，你把锅拿过去也是工作。
But if you lift up your water glass, this is also work.
那现在问题是，到底拿多少水算是工作
？So now the question is, how much water we can carry that will not constitute.
所以文士他们就开始找答案了。
So the scribe began to go for answers.
那有一个答案。
There's one answer.
你不能够拿水超过那个限量。
And you cannot carry water more than the allowed amount.
那这个限量到底怎么样的限量呢
？How do you determine that amount?
就是如果你拿了，就是你沾一点的水。
If you touch a little bit of water.
如果这个水能叫你两个眉毛弄湿了。
And if that water is enough to wet your eyeball.
如果没有弄湿，没有达到这个界限。
If the water cannot wet your eyeball, then you are.
如果这个水能叫你两个眉毛弄湿了。
But if the amount of water are able to wet your eyebrows,
那这个就叫做做工。
Then that is work.
所以弟兄姊
妹，
这件事情是从他们回到耶路撒冷以后才有的。
This was something determined after they came back to Jerusalem.
所以弟兄姊妹，你现在慢慢就知道说，整个巴利赛人和撒都盖人的那个发展，乃是因为他们回到了耶路撒冷。
Now you know that the development of Pharisees and Sadducees came about after they returned to Jerusalem.
我们以为这些人会跌倒。
We thought that these people would never fall.
但是弟兄们，你有没有想到
？Have you ever
considered? 我们主来到地上的时候
，When our Lord Jesus came to
the earth, 给我们主最大难处的就是文士和法利赛。
Those people who gave him the greatest problem are the Pharisees.
被他十字架，被他十字架。
Crucify him! Crucify him!
弟兄们。就是这个，因着这个缘故，我们要警醒。这就是今天教会的难处。弟兄们，你明白？当你读马太记述的时候，你有没有一个感觉？这里是神和他的百姓对话。你到四福音的时候。
When you come to the four gospels,
你再读我们主和巴利赛人的文士对话的时候
，and you read the dialogue between our Lord Jesus and the Pharisees,
你觉得很稀奇。
Something amazing.
当我们主在地上
，when our Lord was on the earth,
每一次我们主遇见文士、巴利赛人和犹太教中间的领袖
every time our Lord Jesus encountered the Pharisees and Sadducees and the leaders of his in each of their
gospels,
was another reenactment of the book Numbers. So what is the difficulty of the book of Numbers? We have already
mentioned
there are difficulties because they have fallen into darkness. They cannot see.
神说这样,
God said this and they say the opposite.
你看他们也包括神也包括。
You see that their perception is different in God's
perception.
They are so satisfied with
themselves.
But God says you are poor, wretched, and miserable.
所以弟兄姊妹, 这就是
This was the common problem to listen during the time. This is the
title.
And because of that, they resist and reject the work of the
cross.
Gradually, they become so satisfied with themselves. Especially when they compare themselves with people in
Babylon.
See what great things God has given us.
所以不知不觉的我们停止进步,
unknowing that we stop progressing.
不知不觉的我们在追求,
unknowing that we stop pursuing the Lord.
但是弟兄姊妹,
And this is what happened before the Lord
returned.
Whether it's the first return or the second return. Whether it's in time of the Old Testament or in the time today of the
Sanctuary.
Here we see a common problem.
那个难处是什么?
And what is that difficulty?
那个难处就是obsession,就是着迷。
And that problem is obsession. Each one of us is obsessed with
ourselves.
We're also obsessed with our own group.
你懂我的意思吗?
Do you understand what I mean?
你以为是呀?
You thought it this way.
你觉得我很属灵?
You think that I'm spiritual.
但是主说和我们说差别远。
But what God says is vastly different than what we
have. 我们对于我们现在的团体，我们也觉得你。
We're also obsessed with our own group. We thought that we have no problem. We're the most victorious group.
主如果要得人要的教会,
if God wants to obtain a glorious church,
那不是我们还有谁?
If it's not us, then who else?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
what is the difficulty? This is the problem of obsession. Because of the very reason we need
salvation.
Because of this we need the entire book of Malachi.
老底家为什么这样?
Why is the church
Laodicea?
Because they were once the church of Philadelphia.
他们曾经走在贝拉特贝的道路上。
They were once walking on the way of Philadelphia. The way of Philadelphia is always our way. And Philadelphia is never our mark. So whenever someone describes our own group as Philadelphia, that we are the only church and no one else on earth.
Friends and sisters,
you have already left.
You have already entered
into Laodicea.
你看见老底家的人是因为菲拉基菲堕落了才变成老底家。Laodiceans
are those who have fallen from Philadelphia.
沙底没有可能变成老底家。Sardis
cannot become.
在巴比的人没有可能像这个马拉基书所说的。And
those people who remain in Babylon would not be in the same position
as people who are in Babylon.
But it's those people who return
to Babylon.
Because God delayed. They thought the Lord would return quickly. Yet the Lord did not come back. Gradually they
realized.
They thought that they had seen the truth clearly. They had experiences which no one else had. And gradually, unrighteous.
他们就堕落。
They have fallen.
他们从神的光中堕落。
They have fallen from the light.
如果他们常常在神的面光中。
If they often sit before the light of God's face.
弟兄姊妹，他们应该蒙光照。
Then they will receive His light.
那么他们在什么光里面呢？
So what kind of light would
that be? 那以赛亚十章告诉我们他们在什么光底下。
And Isaiah 50 tells us what kind of light they will have.
我们来看以赛亚五十章。
We will turn to Isaiah chapter 50.
以赛亚五十章第十节。
Isaiah 50 verse 10.
这个光景就是马拉基普光。
This is also the condition of Malachi.
这个也是我们今天的光景。
This is also our current condition.
你们中间谁敬畏耶和华，听从他仆人之话呢？
Who is among you that fears the Lord, that obeys the voice of His servant?
这人行在暗中，没有亮光。
That walks in darkness and has no light.
那怎么办呢？
What do you do?
当依靠耶和华的名，依赖自己。
Let him trust in the name of the Lord and rely on His God.
你看十一节他们光景怎么光？
You see the verse 11, it's their condition.
凡你们点火，用火把围绕自己的，可以行在你们的火焰。
Behold, all you who kindle a fire, and circle yourself with the fire then, walk in the light of your fire.
地你们所点的火。
And among brands, you have set ablaze.
这个火把是你自己点起来的。
You have kindled these lights.
你明白吗？
只要你先
把这个火点起来了。
You have kindled the fire yourself.
而且用这个火来围绕你自己。
And you encircle yourself with this fire.
结果叫你自己就行走在这个火焰的光中。
And you are walking in these lights.
这是我所锁定的，你们必躺在悲惨里。
This you will have from my hand, and you will lie down in torment.
弟兄姊妹。马拉基的光景就是悲惨的光景。
The condition of Malachi is not the condition of the.
因为他们不认识他们自己。
Because they do not know themselves.
他们积蓄了许多的光。
And they have collected many lights.
他们从圣经里面读出了许多的教诲。
And they have learned many teachings from the Bible.
他们觉得我们所站的立场是最准确的。
They consider where they stand is the most accurate.
我们所看见的真理是最准确的。
That our vision of the truth is the most accurate.
我们的经历是最丰富的。
And our experiences are most abundant.
弟兄姊妹，不知不觉，他们点起他们自己的火把来围绕。
Gradually, they kindled their own fires and surrounded themselves with those fires.
弟兄姊妹，当路围绕你。
Before the Lord returns.
主是要得个荣耀的主。
Yes, the Lord is to receive a glorious church.
主是要得个一般人回到耶路撒冷。
He is to receive a group of people that return.
但这些人需要悔改。
But these people must repent.
在这个启示录七封书信里面，七个教会有五个教会需要悔改。
And in seven churches. Described to us in Revelation, five of them need to repent.
神说，你们若转回我，我就转回向你。
God says, if you repent back to me, then I will turn back to you.
所以这里给我们看见，我们需要转回。
Here it shows us we need to turn back.
这里给我们看见，我们需要悔改。
We need to repent.
我们绝对不信的人，我们要想悔改不到。
We felt that it was the unbelievers that need to repent.
但是在你回来以前。
是
主自己传悔改的。
It is the Lord Himself who preached the word.
所以神说，现在你们要转回。
The Lord says, now you need to turn back to me.
我就转向你。
And I will turn to you.
但悲惨性就是我们说，我们如何才能转回
？And yet, practically, we ask the question, how to return?
但你感谢主。弟兄姊妹，主的话是不仅有责备，主的话也有拯救。
The word of God is rebuke and it's also salvation.
所以当你读到马拉基书的时候
，When you read the book of Malachi，
所以第一段跟最后一段中间有五段。
And between the first section and the seventh, there's
five sections. 那么你发现第二段跟倒数第二段是对称的，是内容相同的，是一字解释。
And the content of the second section is symmetrical to the sixth one.
第二个阶段，第二段讲的奉献。
And the second section talks about offering.
那最后第二段讲到献上十分之一。
And the sixth section talks about offering the tithe.
这个第二个节第二段讲到主的桌神的桌子怎样被污秽。
And the second section talks about how God's table is being defiled.
那到了第二个给我们的人怎样夺取神主。
And the sixth section shows us how men have lost God.
所以在这里给我们看见一件事。
Here we see one thing.
在第二段也好，倒数第二段也好。
Whether it's in the second section or the last section.
我们如果来读它里面。
Second to the last section.
我们如果来读它里面的故事的话。
If we read the story with it.
我们就明白了。
Then we will be clear.
谁说你们藐视我？
God says you despise me.
那么他们说我们在什么事上藐视你呢
？They said, wherein have we despised you?
然后我们神就解释了。
Then our Lord explained.
因为你们将污秽的食物献在我的祭坛上。
Because you have offered defiled food or polluted food.
你们说耶和华的桌子是可以藐视。
You said that God's table is to be contemned.
弟兄姊妹，我们在什么地方藐视神的名？
So wherever we have to find God's
name,
you think that we always honor God's name.
但问题在这里。
Now the problem.
你怎么知道你没有尊主的名为圣？
How do you know that you do not honor and respect God?
你怎么测量这件事？
How do you measure such things?
问题乃是在于我们的奉献。
The problem lies in our offering.
当你献祭的时候，你怎么献下？
How do you make your offering?
弟兄姊妹。你怎么知道这些人藐视神的名
？How do you know that these people despise God's name？
因为他们把瘸腿的献上。
Because they have offered up the lame。
他们也把瞎眼的献上。
They offered up the blind。
所以谁说他们藐视神的名
？That's why God says you have despised my name。
所以弟兄姊妹，这第二段我们就看见这帮人怎么藐视神的名。
In the second portion, we see how these people despise God's name.
那么等到他们这样献上的时候
，After they have offered such kind of
things, 第十节神怎么说呢
？Verse ten, what
is God? 但愿你们中间有一人关上殿门，免得你们忽然在我坛上烧火。
Oh, that there be one among you who would shut the gate, that you might not useless kindle fire on my altar.
这个事情是
什
么？马拉基是典型的以色列。
Malachi is a typical Israelite.
他不只是先知，他也是教师。
Not only he is a prophet, he's also a teacher.
这个犹太的教师怎么可以教个人把圣殿的门关呢
？How can a Jewish rabbi teach their people to shut the door, shut the gate?
为什么这样做呢
？But he says, why should we do that?
免得他们在我坛上烧火。
It is so that they might not useless kindle fire on my altar.
弟兄，你明白吗？
Do you understand?
当你把瞎眼的瘸腿献给神的时候
，When you offer to God the lame and the sick,
在神的眼光中等于献上残破一样。
In God's eye, you have offered in vain.
那 strange part.
Oh, you have offered strange part.
所以当旧约当祭司和献上犯火的时候，就被神击杀。
If a priest offers wild the strange part, and they will be struck down.
结果神说他不喜悦，不喜悦他们的供物。
God says, I do not see light nor favor.
然后这个神就说了。
Now God says,
万军之耶和华说，从日出之际到日落之处，我的名在外邦中必尊为大，在各处人必奉我的名烧香，献洁净的供物，因为我的名在外邦中必尊为大。
For from the rising of the sun, even to its setting, my name will be great among the nations, and in every place incense is going to be offered to my name.And a great offering that is pure, for my name will be great among the nations.
这里给我们看见神借着马拉基说的预言。
Here God shows us what He spoke to us through Malachi.
有一天从日落之处，日出之地，直到日落之处。
That one day, on the rising of the sun, even to the setting.
结果神的名要在外邦人中被尊为大。
That God's name will be honored in all the nations.
不是在一个地方。
Not in one
place. 不是在耶路撒冷。
Not just in.
对于犹太人来讲是耶路撒冷。
For the Jews, it is only in Jerusalem.
但对基督徒来讲是各处每一个地方。
But for the Christians, it means among all the nations.
时候将到。
The time will come.
到了有一天，神的名在外邦人中要被尊为大。
One day, that God's name will be great among the nations.
再没有用瘸腿献上，也再没有用瞎眼献。
No one would again offer to him the lame, the blind, and the sick.
这是第二个。
This is the second section.
那第二从第二段。
And the second to the last.
给我们看见献上十分之一。
Shows us to offer the tithe.
当你献上十分之一的时候，乃是全然把这个奉献送到仓库里面。
When you offer up to God one tenth, that is to bring.
结果你是要是为，结果等于为他们。